When we saw the children, with closed eyes, all dancing about the room in rhythm, we found that in vision they were dancing with the angels in heaven and keeping time to the heavenly music. When we saw them apparently blowing a trumpet or going through the motions of playing a harp, we found that in vision they were joining the heavenly orchestra in the praises of the King. We could not see the heavenly harps or trumpets. We could not see the angels' joyful dance or hear their song. We could hear only the children singing heavenly songs. It was a daily sight to find some child off in a corner by himself, lying comfortably on the pine needles, going through the motions of playing a harp. Upon going near, we could hear him singing a new song we had never taught him. Approaching still nearer, we would discover that the words were as strange to us as the tune. The singer was singing in the heavenly choir. His song was the song the angels taught him. The words of the song must have been in the language of angels. Seeing the children singing in this heavenly angelic choir was a sight not to be forgotten. Sometimes several of them in some place in the heavenly city or its wonderful paradise would decide to play and sing together. With closed eyes, while fully under the power of the Holy Spirit, three or four of them would get off by themselves. If we were near, we would hear a consultation as to who would play the trumpet and who would sing. After all was decided and everybody was ready, the heavenly hymns began. The trumpeters held their hands up before them and blew as though blowing trumpets. The harpists both played and sang, while those without instruments joined in the singing. In these cases, they always sang in languages we did not understand. Unless by mutual agreement, they decided to sing one of those hymns they used to sing down on earth. In that case, they sang in Chinese. Seeing and worshiping Jesus. The climax of all heavenly joy and wonder was seeing Jesus and worshiping Him who had saved them by His blood. Soon after entering the gates of the city, the children were escorted by the angels to go and see Jesus. We could hear these children talking about going to see Jesus and see them as in vision they were approaching the throne of Christ. When they came into the wonderful presence, they stood reverently, gazing with love and devotion upon the Lord of all creation, who was also their Savior. First of all, they thanked Him, and adoringly worshiping Him, they joined their hands before them, bowing in true obeisance. Then they knelt and bowed their faces to the floor in true worship, in spirit and truth, which few, if any, know on earth who have not the baptism of God's Holy Spirit.